Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Walsh's strap buddy on the phone. What's his first name?
Noah.
Hi, Noah.
Good morning, good sir.
Hey, thanks for talking with us here. Tyler's a friend of the show. He's been on the show for a while now. He's a stand-up comedian and all-around jolly guy. Do you, he was your second biggest guy you've ever done?
Yes, sir.
All right. What can go wrong when somebody's that big up there with you?
Other than the femoral artery getting cut off.
Yeah.
Basically, it would be the same thing of any size.
Okay.
The size concern initially was just the amount of weight that the gear itself could take.
Oh, geez,
but
okay.
But we were within, that limit, so it's fine. I know he said before I'd take a 300-pound guy, which is true. He was a linebacker. For a Texas football team.
Oh, cool.
And I was a little bit lighter back then. So, you know, all the combined weight, the gear, the individual and myself, we didn't, you know, break over 500 pounds. So luckily.
That's the max. That's the max. So when the chute is pulled, if it's over 500 pounds, things could snap?
No.
Okay.
No. Basically, there's a weight limit for the gear.
Okay.
And then, of course, obviously, that weight limit is not going to be the breaking point. So, obviously, the gear is tested much more than that, but okay. they have to put out a safe number, and that's just a number that they put
out. How do they come up with that number, and how do they test it?
How they come up with the number, that's a more of an engineer/smart guy question.
Yeah.
But I do know testing are lots of different tests with lots of different weights, lots of different conditions, conditions being temperature, locations, desert, you know, high altitude, low altitude. So it's been tested very, very extensively by very, very smart people.
So the size of both of you together, obviously Tyler's a big boy.
Pushing the limit?
So when you're on the plane, so you couldn't bring up another couple with you, could you? Because you needed, is that, would have been too much weight?
No, it wouldn't have been too much weight. The plane can take a whole lot more weight than that. It was more of just a size, volume, and comfort level. We don't want to, you know, put in a bunch of people and no one can really move around. So it was just a comfort level and to be able to go up and have a good time.
I'm always curious about guys that do what you do. How many drums have you had in your life, either with a tandem or by yourself?
A little bit over 9,000 jumps, and with tandems, it's just a little bit over 4,000.
Okay, so any close calls?
Define.
You thought you were going to die.
A scary moment.
Yeah.
I don't think there were any that I thought I was going to die, but you know, within all the jumping, of course, there's scary moments. I mean, I could say my very first jump learning how to skydive was a scary moment because it was something I didn't necessarily fully know or understand.
So your first, but you know, with tandems, do people ever freak out? You know, because you don't know how they're going to. Yeah. Okay. All right. By the way, we saw the video, you and Mr. Tyler Walsh, and you have the big helmet on. Is that to protect you from puke?
It helps. I'm not gonna lie. I've jumped with both, you know, open face helmet and a closed face. That one that you saw is obviously a closed face, and yeah. You know, it's a nice, bright, sunny day, blue skies, and you're like, it's misting, is it like raining? And then you know, it's like, nah, it's yeah. So I prefer the full face all the time.
Have you seen the video of the 80-year-old woman that slips out? That's a pretty famous video. Okay, so what was the problem there? Was she too small? Or did somebody make a mistake? Now she lives, by the way, because the guy just holds on to her, but.
So that was a situation of a lot of combined situations or combined instances that put that into a bad situation.
Okay.
So ultimately, the harness is designed to, you know, one size fits kind of like most. Obviously, right. It fit Tyler. Right. Obviously, it could have fit that female. Mm-hmm. So with it not necessarily being put on properly, that's what kind of put it into that situation. One of the biggest kind of factors, you know, from my opinion, looking at the video and everything, she didn't really kind of want to go. So, you know,
okay. She fought it at the end, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's something that we obviously put out there. And I even told, you know, Tyler, it's like, hey, if you're in control of this. If you don't want to go, we're not going to go. If you want to go,
people,
then I'll
how many people?
I was saying.
Yeah, what percentage bail?
How many people have you landed with them still on the plane?
I've had three total. I told them about the first one. The first one was kind of funny to me. There was a couple that was on a date, and she jumped out, and he didn't. I tried to. We went around one more time, one more circle in the plane, and it's like, hey, I'll blame myself. It'll be my fault. No big deal. Let's get out. Let's do this.
Yeah.
He was all for it until right we got to the door, and he's like, oh, I can't do this. I'm like, okay.
I love that she
did that couple
did,
stay
man.
Together.
We had to walk shame off the plane, so it was interesting.
Most people freak out at the beginning, or did some of them freak out in the middle of it all?
He didn't. He personally didn't want to go, and it's fine. You know, it's not a big deal. It's a choice of his, and it is what it is.
There's no refunds at that point, right? You're already up in the plane. You don't get your money back at that point, do you?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That would be based on whatever drop zone you go to of whatever their policy might be. Yeah. So I didn't deal with that part.
Are you doing this every day? You do it every couple of days?
I used to do it kind of on an everyday basis, but not as much anymore. Right now, I just, you know, I work when it's fun. I work for, you know, myself. I work for the drop zone. It's a great environment to be able to enjoy your job at.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I'm reading a guy named Don Kellner has the record total number of skydives at 46,355.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, are you going after that, or is his record safe?
Oh, no. Well, it's definitely safe for me.
Okay. Did you feel like that night that you took a really big dude down? Like, does that weigh on you?
Did it weigh? Well, let's just say if I'm going for the record, you know, Tyler was at least worth 10 right there.
Yeah, are you extra sore from riding the big guy down there?
No. Not necessarily.
Tyler said he's a little sore still. Are you?
A little bit. Yeah. But as expected for the velocity.
From the ride, just getting beat up by the air?
He wasn't as used to it as me.
Yeah, obviously not as used to it.
I got tender thighs.
Why are these jumps?
Wait a minute. Let me just get this. I just have a question. Tyler?
Yes.
Tyler? Did I hurt you?
No.
Oh,
yeah. I have a little concern for him. A little.
My strap buddy
did. You did
hurt
not
me.
Hurt me.
Yeah. What beats the body up going 150 miles an hour through the atmosphere?
Well, the free fall itself, nothing. I mean, it's just you're going. I know you guys have talked about terminal velocity.
Right.
Basically, the quick definition of terminal velocity is the speed at which any given object cannot excel anymore.
Right.
So that's why the terminal velocity of a bowling ball is going to be faster than a feather. And just the fall itself is just it's like neutral. It's relative. It's not a big deal. It feels like a big fan's going on you, and you know we're just having a good time. What the differences in like comfort level for some people a lot of times could be, you know, the opening because you're going obviously fast to kind of, you know, a slower rate,
right.
Or just, you know, how things might be fitting. You know, if the harness isn't kind of orange is perfect, then, you know, there could be a little bit of discomfort or, you know, things like that. But ultimately, you know, safety is the primary objective and then comfort second. So I think we kind of hit that.
I assume your
objective correctly.
Yeah. You're pulling G's. Do you know how many?
G's under canopy, not too much. Unless, I mean, we could do turns and like come down a lot faster and things like that. But it's, I wouldn't say it was very, very, much. G-wise.
Have you ever turned anybody away because they showed up impaired, either drunk or high? You said he can't
do
it.
Yes, I have.
Okay, I figured that. A lot of guys probably showed up, I'm going to be high for this dude, and you can't. They have to have their wits about them, don't they? Yeah.
They do. Honestly, it's not – I haven't run into individuals that do it in a way of, you know, basically never like a drug use. For me, the ones I've had to turn away, it was more of kind of like they've had it like a little bit of alcohol, whether it be the night before and they're just not really feeling it.
The night before.
Well, that's quick.
Therein lies the heavy mass shield. If somebody's hung over from diving, man, they're puking all over your face, man.
If I had packed a pack of beef sticks and didn't tell you in my jacket and offered you one in the air, would you have taken it or been mad?
First of all, beef sticks is his bit.
You don't like beef sticks?
Beef sticks is his bit.
It's a very valid question. And quite frankly, Tyler, I would have been mad. I would have been mad if you wouldn't have offered me one.
Oh, there you go.
I'm doing all the work. I'm doing all the work, and then you break out, you know, a picnic in the air, and I'd be like, I mean, am I invited just because I'm here? I don't know if I see.
That's hilarious.
If you invite me a beef stick, I would be upset with you.
And I like them enough that it would have been an extra few pounds worth, so it might have affected our travel.
You couldn't bring just one.
Hilarious.
Yeah, what's the point?
In these videos, I'm noticing that like the pros wear helmets and the people that are attached to them do not. Why is that?
It's actually a great question. And there's the option of wearing like a soft kind of leather helmet, kind of like the 1940s or 50s, like you know, football helmet or 30s, whatever.
Right.
But ultimately, there are professionals out there that don't wear a helmet as the instructor. We try not to let any person in the front of us wear a hard helmet because think about it. If they want to throw their head back really fast, that's a broken head.
Yep.
So,
yeah, and they knock you out, and then you're all dead. Yeah. Oh, man, okay.
Well, no. That's what the training and everything else is for. Even not really doing it, the canopy is going to, you know, land at a slower rate than just free fall and hitting the ground. Me personally, I like wearing the helmet because, again, the little face shield, there's any kind of moisture that might come up.
Yeah.
Affect me, one. And then two, I have sensitive ears, believe it or not. So just the sound of free fall. For me, over and over and over again, I just prefer wearing a helmet.
Oh, yeah, puke with meat sticks in it, too. That'd be flying right back at you.
Yummy.
That'd have been brutal. No, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for doing that for Tyler. Appreciate it, man.
It was a great time, man. Thanks. Yeah,
it was a great time. And, you know, anyone else that wants to come out and experience the thrill, you know, Jump Omaha is the place to be in Missouri Valley. I know you said before it's like, you know, where is this? It's in the middle of nowhere. You know, we'll come out and find out and get a view from the area that you can only get from there.
Cool. Jump Omaha in Missouri Valley, Iowa. Appreciate that, man. Thanks for
sir.
Take care.
Absolutely.
That's very cool. By the way, that old lady has a wig on too, and it kind of gets rode down on her face a little bit. Because I'm thinking, why you? She was that vain, she jumped with a wig on.